This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a female near a jungle resort where a 15-year-old French-Irish girl went missing more than a week ago. Malaysia's Deputy Police Chief Mazlan Mansour.
We sent our forensic team and the pathologist to the scene of crime and confirmed there's a body there. Which resembles Nora.
The teenage girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, was reported missing a day after her family checked in at the resort, located about 70 kilometers from the capital of Kuala Lumpur. Police classified her as a missing person, but her family suspected she had been kidnapped. More than 350 people joined in the search for Nora, backed by helicopters, drones, and sniffer dogs. The girl's Irish-born mother announced a reward of nearly $12,000 donated by a Belfast business Monday for any information that could lead to her daughter's discovery. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect on October the 15th. Cesar Espinoza, the executive director of the Houston Immigrant Advocacy Group FEAL, says the plan to deny green cards for those who seek public assistance is raising the fear level in the migrant community.
What we have seen in the last 2 years of the Trump administration is people who are eligible to apply for benefits for their citizen children are so afraid to do so because they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble that we have seen a great decrease in people actually applying for these benefits. We're talking about Medicaid, TANF, food stamps.
Officials said the Trump administration wants to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning China against harsh reprisals on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, thousands of whom occupied the territory's international airport on Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. Via Twitter, the lawmaker said the people of Hong Kong are bravely standing up to the Chinese Communist Party. There was no violence reported at the airport, but dozens of injuries were reported on Hong Kong streets, where angry protesters blocked roads and refused police orders to disperse. Meanwhile, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has weighed in via her spokesman, Rupert Colville.
She calls on the authorities and the people of Hong Kong to engage in an open and inclusive dialogue aimed at resolving all issues peacefully. This is the only sure way to achieve long-term political stability and public security by creating channels for people to participate in public affairs and decisions affecting their lives. So dialogue, that's what we're calling for. Dialogue, dialogue.
China on Monday termed the protests terrorism. The Kremlin on Tuesday downplayed recent protests in Russia and rejected the suggestion that they've created a political crisis in the country. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying their firm actions at the protests were justified. One woman was injured during a stabbing attack in downtown Sydney on Tuesday. Police in Australia's largest city say that the man unsuccessfully tried to stab other pedestrians as he ran through the central business district during lunchtime hours. Video posted on Twitter showed the suspected attacker jumping on a car at a busy intersection. The man fell to the street when the car moved, then took off running again, shouting, "Shoot me!" Now, the man was later caught by several pedestrians, with the video showing the man pinned to the ground by a crate and a chair as his pursuers cursed him. Scientists are a step closer to finding the first effective treatments for the deadly Ebola virus after two potential drugs showed encouraging survival results in a clinical trial in the Congo. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has the latest.
Hope may be on the horizon for those fighting the deadly Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This after scientists with the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases announced Monday that two potential drugs showed a survival rate of as much as 90% in a clinical trial. The two experimental drugs were developed with antibodies harvested from survivors of the Ebola infection. Authorities say they'll now offer the treatments to all patients in the DRC. The trial began last November and has been conducted in four treatment centers across the country, with some 681 patients enrolled.
Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.